21 minutes to eight. We were talking earlier on this morning about bus services and changes to bus services south of Cambridge. We heard from Ian and Pamela. They're a couple who live in Trumpington. They're losing their transport lifeline because the City 7 bus, which goes from Saffron Walden to Cambridge, as of next Monday, will no longer be stopping on Trumpington High Street. Ian is ill. He's also got a long-term disability, so he can't walk very far. Unlikely that he will be able to walk to the next bus stop, which this City 7 will continue to serve. Now, since we spoke to the operator Stagecoach, they declined an interview, but they sent us a statement and they say that they have made a temporary arrangement for buses to stop in the village of Trumpington at Maris Lane. That will patch the gap, they say, between the current City 7 service ending and a new service starting until September. And they say the reason for the changes to the City 7 was because they were asked to make the service quicker and therefore more attractive to the general public. Julie Howell was the Green Party candidate at the mayoral elections for Cambridgeshire and Peterborough back in May. Morning, Julie.
Morning, Dottie.
Now, you're based in Peterborough and you more or less rely on public transport, don't you?
I do completely. I have, well, it's two reasons really. I have multiple sclerosis and I don't see brilliantly, so it's not a very good idea for me to be either behind the wheel of a car or on a bicycle. But also, I grew up in a car-free household. Neither of my parents drove, nor did my brother or I. So I'm absolutely bus confident. I've always used buses to get everywhere.
And so on the general point of how easy it is to get around Cambridgeshire by bus, you know, how easy is it?
Well, I sort of laughed slightly when I heard Stagecoach wouldn't come on and talk to you. And I think that's the problem, isn't it? They're not communicating. I mean, we're at the moment experiencing a real surge, a real growth in the number of older people who are more likely to use the buses after all. And if Stagecoach isn't getting it right for an increasing number of customers, what are they doing? They need to be communicating to people. The bus is a great option here. There's a lot of reasons why it's actually better for using than using the car, not just the environmental reasons, but it really does open up access to both your city and, you know, your village and the whole county to you. And they could be making money here. And I'm not sure that they're communicating effectively with their potential passengers if they're deciding that they're having to, you know, make cuts or make these changes that are upsetting people.
Have you experienced upset of this kind? You know, have you had services that you rely on suddenly removed and just had to find your way around that?
Not suddenly removed, but the services that we have out here are very, very few and far between. I'm down in the south of Peterborough. I'm at Orton Southgate near the showground. And the bus that's nearest to me is 1 hour at some points in the day. Other points in the day, it's non-existent. And it's a bit of a walk to the bus stop as well. So it's not ideal. It means it has a real impact on the economy here, I would say. It affects where people decide to live, particularly older people. It also creates real problems for people who are poor, basically, because it's few and far between and it's very expensive. £4.30, and I think that's the same in Cambridge, just to get a ticket, you know, in and out of town. It's called a day rider. And this creates problems because we have to make a choice. Do I want to spend £4.30 today to be getting into town or not? And if I'm not, then I'm not spending money in the local economy. And Stagecoach needs to be wise to this. It's also creating a secondary economy where people are selling on their bus, their day riders.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, London Transport, you know, really put their foot down over that. I mean, people, you have to understand what people
So there's a black market, Julie, in half-used day riders.
Everywhere. Right across the country there is. I mean, everybody knows this. When London for Transport became concerned about it, they cracked down on it and they just made it easier for people to get around London, made tickets more affordable and made buses easier to use. And they marketed them and they let people know that buses are available and here are the routes and, you know, they talk to people. And we really need Stagecoach to talk to us. As residents, we use a fantastic Facebook group. It's called Orton Sellers here in Peterborough, where what I'm noticing is that instead of going into town, because everybody says £4.30, can't afford it to go into town, people have created their own local economy selling their secondhand stuff to each other. That should really worry Stagecoach, it should worry politicians here, it should worry local businesses, and it should worry our mayor. You mentioned the mayor up front, James Palmer. Please get onto this and sort it out, because it's damaging Peterborough. It's not just about elderly people wanting to get on the bus to potter about.
And Julie,
it's all
just,
sorts of people getting into town.
Julie, just briefly, we heard from Donald earlier on, who's a councillor for the Lib Dems, as it goes, south of Cambridge. And he thinks that you need to re-regulate the buses, you know, almost bring the whole thing back into public ownership, rather than having private companies like Stagecoach, who understandably, you know, they are looking to turn a profit. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I think that's a brilliant idea. The new mayor also has the opportunity to sort this out through bus franchising. There needs to be competition, and there needs to be, I mean, ideally, yes, it'd be wonderful to have a service that's publicly owned. Absolutely wonderful. Of course, I'm for that. But if that's not realistic and the franchising rules now don't make it realistic, let's use the franchising in order to make it more competitive so that we've got a choice that will drive the fares down. It will encourage more marketing by the bus companies so people start to see taking the bus as a more attractive choice.
Okay, Julie, thank you very much. Julie Howell there, who lives in Peterborough. She was the Green Party candidate at the mayoral elections back in May. What do you think?